Welcome to the Extra for Every Publisher podcast, episode number one. My name is David, and this is where I cover a few of the best stories from the top 50 blogs on 45n5.com's top 100 on 45n5.com's top 100 Make Money Online blogs list. Before I begin, I'd like to thank everyone for listening to episode zero. And also, I'm looking for some guest co-hosts, so if you'd like to partake in an episode or two, please contact me via the contact form on xfep.com. The first story I want to talk about today is ProBlogger's third birthday. Most of you know ProBlogger.net is Darren Rouse's site. Hopefully this week I'm saying his last name correctly. And many people ask me what it takes to be a ProBlogger. Darren Rouse has continued to push forward ProBlogger.net over the last 3 years, and really to me that proves that he has what it takes. If you want to be a ProBlogger, it's definitely a good thing to do some searching through his website and learn from his example. Over the last 12 months, he has added over 1,300 posts to the site, meaning that readers can expect around 105 posts every month. Not only that, the quality of his content remains very high and very consistent, and I think that really says a lot about the site and brings people coming back to read it. Definitely check out ProBlogger.net, and also keep an eye on it because soon he'll have his third birthday contest, and I hear there's going to be at least a few really great prizes. The second story I wanted to cover today comes from JohnChow.com. And it's something near and dear to my heart because, like John, I'm actually Canadian. And being Canadian recently has meant a little bit of issues when it comes to making money online. It's not that it's harder to get clicks here or harder to join affiliate programs, which it sometimes is. But the issue comes about because of the currency exchange with the US dollar. In a post called Time to Start Making American Money Jokes, John talks about the fact that, you know, now that we're basically on par with the American dollar, we've basically lost upwards of 30% of our revenue due to the exchange rate changes. And not only is this affecting Canadians, but also Australians and people from all over Europe are having to deal with this issue because pretty much every advertising, affiliate, and whatnot program that can make you some money online pays you in American dollars. So you get that in your PayPal or whatever other system you use. You have to convert it to Canadian dollars or whatever other form of currency you use. And you watch as it doesn't mean as much as it used to, or it doesn't make as much as it used to. And you're faced with the issue, you know, do you raise your rates for writing or blogging or for whatever else you do online? What is the way to get around this issue? Unlike other things, you can't really diversify and hope that it'll fix the problem for you. You know, you can sign up for multiple hosting accounts to try to find a good host. You can sign up for multiple advertising services to really make the most out of your traffic, but you really can't sign up for being paid in different currencies to try to make sure you don't get hit as hard by the ever-evolving and ever-changing currency exchange. Most Americans probably don't really worry too much about this, but as different organizations decide that they want to stick with a more stable currency, you know, I wouldn't be too surprised if a few advertising agencies, especially those that have a basis of operation off the U.S. soil, switch over to being able to pay in those currencies. And for someone like me, that would be really great, although I don't know, you know, if a company A is paying the advertising company in American dollars, I'm pretty sure they're not going to want to pay, you know, they're going to have to convert that currency before paying it out in whatever the local currency is. But, you know, hopefully we'll see some kind of shift in the marketplace that'll help us international bloggers. Another big issue right now is trust. And if you want to make money online, you really have to earn that trust. Over on dailyblogtips.com, they talk about making money online and how it relates to trust. My first thought when reading the article was, does someone like John Chow really deserve or have my trust? And my answer to that was a quick, probably not. John likes to consider himself a very evil internet marketer, and I use evil in the best way possible. You know, you have to respect someone who's been able to make a name and a business for himself online. through maybe not the best marketing techniques. You know, you can't really fault him because he has made so much money, but at the same time, it's definitely been on the backs of a lot of great readers, and he only gains more traffic the more money he makes, and it's this constantly growing cycle. So, you know, you have to wonder where trust plays in that relationship. You know, I guess you have to trust that he's giving you the real report of how much money he's making and not just making these numbers up. But at the same time, you know, because you aren't buying something from him, you don't necessarily have to have the same level of trust as you would otherwise. I also love some of the points that Daily Blog Tips made. And one of the biggest ones that drives me nuts that blogs don't do is that they don't mark their affiliate links. I know that you want people to click on these links because they'll make you money if they buy a product on the site that they're going to. But if you hide or cloak or don't mark that it's an affiliate link and I click on it and I realize it's an affiliate link, I'm probably never coming to your blog again, even if you have the best content in the world. So I don't care what you do, put a little like graphic next to it or just, you know, in brackets, put AFF. Make sure I know it's an affiliate link. It really builds up trust with your readers to know that the links that they're clicking on that aren't marked as affiliate links are links that you're doing out of the goodness of your heart or something that you want your audience to see or read or understand or be part of. And by putting an affiliate link in there and not marking it as an affiliate link, you're really just saying, well, you know, here, click on this so I can make some money. I really don't care about you. And that doesn't build trust online. In the same vein, Courtney Tuttle has a post up about the top 7 internet marketing mentors that you can trust. Trust is a big thing right now, and if you go along to some of the top 50 blogs, you'll see it mentioned over and over and over again, because as the niche grows and develops and changes, there are only going to be certain people you can trust, and then certain people that are just going to want to make money off of you. And same goes for the reverse. You know, if you're listening to this podcast, you might be interested in making money and building up that kind of domain trust and that readership trust. Or you might just be listening to hope to find a good tip on how you can make some money off the back of your readers, maybe even by tricking them. So, you know, who knows on that kind of thing. Looking at the list that Courtney put up, I have to say, if you haven't heard of most of these people and their websites, you definitely should be checking them out right now. Reading their content could mean the difference between making $1 a month to $1 a day, or doubling your profits or tripling your profits. Who knows? You know, they bring up these posts all the time on their sites, and most of the time they're right. Included in the list are people like Darren Rouse, Andy Beard, Brian Clark, Yaro Starek, and a few others. And really, the list should be a lot longer. There are a lot of very trustworthy, very interesting, very helpful bloggers that want to teach you to make money online, that want to teach others to make money online. And if you're looking to build a website in this niche, learn from their example. The reason that they do so well is because they have an audience that trusts them. So definitely check that post out over on Courtney Tuttle's website. I'll have the link in the show notes. The last story that I have for you today is from 45n5.com, and it talks about the recent removal of all advertising from the site in order to promote his own posts and projects. You'll notice all the advertising banners and all the 125 by 125 pixel banners, and pretty much everything you can click on 45n5.com will bring you to somewhere else on 45n5.com. It's a really smart move, but at the same time, for most people, it could be very difficult to make that revenue back through other means. Mark does mention how you could kind of replace some of that revenue to counter the decline, including creating a product to sell. I've seen a few WordPress themes lately that have been for sale that are very quality themes and very interesting to look at. He also mentions creating a membership or a pro version of your blog. This has been tried by a few different people, and it hasn't really been all that successful, but it doesn't mean that it couldn't be. If you have something new and interesting for people to read, and you're willing to create a system or a program around that, I don't see why you couldn't make a membership or a pro version of a blog and have people pay to receive that information. Though, on the flip side, I guess it is kind of getting harder to stay original and give... You know, there's so many of us now giving away information for free, it might be hard to compete. but you know, it's not impossible and it's definitely worth checking out. And if 45n5.com creates a paid version or a pro version of his blog with some great tips, depending on the price, I'll probably subscribe. There is one more thing that I'd like to talk about on this episode, and that is the World Pro Blogger List. Currently, I'm creating a list of all the different pro bloggers in the world. So if you live from British Columbia all the way around to the other side, in Japan, send me a message. I would like to hear from you, and I'd like to list your blog, your name, and where you are in the world on this list. I bought a page on the Million Dollar Wiki, which is something I found out about from John Chow and on shoemoney.com. And basically the idea is that this guy created a wiki. It costs $100 to get a page on that wiki. That page is under like a specific word or phrase, and you can basically do whatever you want with that page. And what I've decided to do is collect as many names as I can of pro bloggers that make, you know, from $100 a month and up. So if you've made $100 in the last month from your blogging efforts, I want to hear about you. I want to list your site, your name, and your location on the World Pro Blogger List. I think it'll be a really interesting project. I'm interested to see where most of the pro bloggers come from. I'm interested to see, you know, what kind of sites they're creating. Definitely check that out at xfep.com. Search for the World Pro Blogger List. Contact me via the contact page with your name, your site URL, and your location. And once I check out your blog and make sure it's not just spam, I'll add you to the list and we'll get that going. I would also love if there's a graphic designer listening, I could really use some little, you know, banners or small little tag things that people could put on their site to show that they've been listed. And I'm also looking at creating a list of great tips, tricks, and, you know, other pro blogger tips, the World Pro Blogger List. So if you also have those, please send them my way. We can really make a great resource for people and show that, you know, we're not just a small little niche group anymore. We pro bloggers are out there and the group is definitely growing every day. So I think this will be a fun project and I hope you guys will help me out with it. So definitely check that out on xfep.com. Until next time, this is David Peralti of the Extra for Every Publisher podcast. And please continue to check me out on xfep.com. I look forward to your comments, suggestions, and again, I am looking for some guest co-hosts for this podcast. I'll do all the work. You just need to show up and talk to me about what you think of some of the stories that are going on from the top 50 blogs of the top 100 Make Money Online blogs from 45n5.com/top100. Until next time, keep blogging.